It's just different.
Welcome to Bar Fitness Podcast. Good morning and happy Monday, happy day one. It is it's 5:45. This is probably the first week one, day one, I didn't get up at 3 a.m. and go to the gym. Because yesterday, well, I didn't get home until, I don't know what time was it, about 11. I traveled this weekend for a cookout, and the good news or the bad news is starting the week out a little over 200. The good news is it's not 205. That's a win. I was expecting 205. Just because it was a weekend, man. It was a cookout. It was a travel. It was all the things that keep you off the plan. All of them. And not to mention, this is a real wild thing right here. This is super wild. Not to mention, 2 days. You hear me? 2 days without any workout. No cardio, no lifting, no nothing. For 2 days, man. I hated it. Terrible. We left early Saturday. I was like, you know, okay, this has just got to be my rest day. You know? Because we left early in the morning. Didn't have time to do anything. And I was like, you know, bedded up. Sunday, we get home. I'm going to do my Thunder 45, start the week, get a good cardio and lift in, you know what I'm saying? And we ended up going to my in-laws, my sister-in-law house, and she just got a house. And so, you know, they were all excited and wanting to go shopping and house stuff. And so I didn't get home to 11, man. But then I had a decision to make. Do I jump on the bike? Or the tread after driving almost 3 hours, tired, or do I just go to bed and get up for the next day? So I chose the latter. So for 2 days, I didn't eat on the plan, but what I did, okay, let me back up. If you're new to this podcast, if you're new to E2M, these are advanced tips. Don't advise. You will learn these advanced tips later. So, all right, for those vets that might need this advanced tip, what I did on Saturday, because I knew, you know, cookout, knew what it was going to be. I already knew. So Saturday, all I ate was the cookout food, I ate it like I had, you know, multiple plates, kind of ate it, but that's all I had. So that calories for that day, even though we don't count calories to eat to them, but I just I'm mindful of them as far as like what I've intake and the deficit. And I'm only doing that on days that I'm not eating on the plan. On the plan, I don't think about it, but I smashed out. I'm talking about multiple plates, dessert, all the things. But that's all. I didn't eat anything else. I mean, I ain't nothing that morning. I ain't anything else the rest of the night because that was a plenty. And yesterday, traveling, you know, stopping fast food joint. You know, I got the fast food on, a little burger combo. But that's it. That's all I ate. Because I knew just that burger combo, it was a couple G's, couple thousands of calories. I was like, all right, you're done. You know, you are done for the day, buddy. Another thing that I didn't do well was my water. I did not do my water well yesterday. I did it well the day of the cookout. I did pretty good because, you know, I didn't want to be out there dehydrated. It was hot. Santee, South Carolina was hizzy hot. So I did well on water that day, but yesterday I did not do well at all. All that being said, and all that stuff I ate, but still with that pro tip of making it the only meal, which is a pro tip we learned during the Thanksgiving holiday. Coach taught us how to, you know, enjoy your Thanksgiving, but let that be your only meal. Because you're going to take in so many calories. So, but anyway, that pro tip. And that's how we came in. Not at 2:15. could have easily been 2:15. If I had had no restraints, could have easily been 2:15. Because my wife actually bought me another burger that afternoon. Because they were out and about and we hadn't left. And, you know, but I was like, nope. I already hit my calories. I already hit my splurge eat for today. So anyway, time to get to work, y'all. Happy Monday. Get it done. Anybody in the gym today? Not that many, so we can get it done. All right. God bless. Peace.